Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch out on the east side.
What happened?
We have a sighting of an animal you do not want to come across, which is weird because, Kimmy, I hear there's only five of these in the whole state of New York.
Yeah, Pat, you don't have to worry about it.
It's almost like this wants to knock on this guy's door to prove he was wrong. And what makes this maybe more dangerous than any other place you would find one of these?
What's that?
Most of the people in this town, I'm going to say all, would have no idea what to do if they were face to face with it.
Well, you just crap yourself.
Well, no, that probably is the worst thing you could do.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We got a bear in Pittsford.
Where?
Story on News 8. Talked to the Graff family, and earlier this week, they looked out of the window of their home to see what they swore.
What they swore.
Was a bear. Then, as they were leaving the house, getting into their car, there it was. A baby bear in Pittsford, wearing a PGA Championship hat. No, it doesn't say in the story where the bear was spotted.
But it was there at their house.
It was in Pittsford, where their home is.
Didn't give like a precise location.
It was a
cub.
Yeah.
That means bear. Mama's around.
You would think so. No word on where the bear has come from. No word on whether or not Mama Bear was also wandering around.
She's got to be around.
Doesn't seem like anyone spotted Mama Bear. It is weird that the bear would end up, Kimmy, in Pittsford before being spotted somewhere else. Because like...
Yeah. It'd have to go through some... populated areas, I would think, to get to where it was.
Like, bears wouldn't be hibernating in Pittsford, would
they? No. Where?
I don't know. I'm asking. You live there, right?
But it is the second one that's been there.
Yeah, we did have another bear a couple years back.
That thing was, like, way the hell out there.
No, that bear was, like, near your neighborhood, and that came 3 days after you said there's only five bears in New York. 252-WCMF, 252-9263.
Right.
You know what? Because all of a sudden, he's tapping his shit. You're nervous as hell. You're legit
nervous.
What are you then?
I don't know.
So you got some woods in your backyard.
Yeah, he does.
I do.
You don't know how deep they go.
And he's a tasty morsel.
But we got deer. Every day, we'd eat the deer first.
Well, you're a lot more meaty. Look at them varicose veins. It's like chocolate syrup to a bear, buddy. Did you get that audio I sent you earlier or no?
No,
okay, never mind. All right, so it doesn't matter. Does not matter.
All right.
To put you at ease, Tom.
All right, what's that?
They did talk to experts.
What did they say?
What you are supposed to do when you come across a bear. This woman, Jessica Haggerty, she's a biologist with the state DEC. Quote, don't just make noise. Be aggressive about it. Let the bear know. Like if a dog did like if a dog did something wrong, you kind of want to use that type of voice to let the bear know it is not supposed to be there. What we suggest is not to panic. It is shocking to see a bear, but typically black bears are not interested in people if they're interested in food. So pick up small children or pets, make yourself look large, you're screwed.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands up in the air and use an aggressive voice, slowly back away towards a vehicle or a structure you can get inside.
Okay. All right.
You didn't listen to anything I just said.
I'm not doing anything. I'm just hauling ass.
Okay. Man. Well, no. I mean, if you run, does that make the bear more...
I said they're not interested unless I got food.
Well, maybe they weren't interested until, like, you were running
away. Run away.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, does that, like, egg the bear on? Because it says move slowly.
I also
don't want to turn your back to the bear.
Why not?
Because if it runs you down, you don't see it coming.
What's the difference, man? It's coming anyway.
I never got that.
If I start hauling ass, they go, we're going to chase you. So what am I supposed to walk, run backwards?
How did you not just hear what this woman said?
I heard everything she said.
No, you didn't, because you're doing the opposite. Look at me. It's not hard. Yeah. You put your hands up. Ah! Get away! You slowly back up.
That's not going to work, man.
She
you're dead.
Is a biologist.
Yeah, she's saying it comfortably from some office. She ain't no bear woman.
What?
She's not some bear woman.
She's a biologist.
Yeah, but she's not some rugged bear woman.
Why are you getting upset with the person trying to help
like,
you?
Like, if you tell me a mountain woman told me this stuff,
okay,
a sturdy, low mountain woman, I believe it.
Oh, down in the low mountains, not the high mountains?
No, she's a low woman in a high mountain, son. She knows her bear meat. And I'd be afraid. See, I will tell you this. See that cub would scare me more than seeing the mama bear. Because that means she's around and is going to get defensive over that baby.
Okay, again, you're just making assumptions. What you're saying sounds logical.
She's going to be a mama bear.
Okay, we also found out, Kimmy, that this time of year every year is when teenage bears are going off on their own for the first time.
Yeah, exploring.
Yes, and that's why they wander into places.
Okay. All right.
They
teen
shouldn't.
Bear.
Yeah, I don't know. It says cub. Does that mean teen bear?
No, it's a cub. It's got a baby.
No,
it's baby
don't,
bear.
I don't know. Because
that's...
Well.
A teen bear is fully grown.
No, no, it's a teen bear.
No, but it's fully grown.
You don't know that. You
just
say
a young bear.
And we're going based
young
on...
Young bear, get out of my yard.
We're going can be based on one eyewitness account. So maybe these people aren't familiar with what the size of bear is to equate to the age of the bear.
Okay, okay. That's a valid point, Pat.
Okay. I just don't get why you won't
baby
take
a child bear. What?
252-WCMF.
What?
252-926. No, no, I'm done. I'm
no,
done.
Go ahead, go
I
ahead.
Hope you get eaten by a bear. I hope that the bear eats your face. And that's all it is. And it would be an improvement. A bear spotted by a family in Pittsburgh. They said it was a cub. News 8 did the story yesterday. Let's talk to Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy. How are you, buddy?
I got a black bear, woman. Got a black bear, woman. Listen, I think that Tommy's five bears, I think he uttered that stupid statement like 7 or 8 years ago. Probably should be updated to maybe there's like 12 in the state now.
It just could be.
For bear inflation.
Bearflation, Jeremy.
I mean, it's
the bear market.
pretty easy for a bear to sneak into Pittsburgh. I mean, Tommy's the only person in Pittsburgh that gets up before 8 a.m. I'm sure that you could have a parade of bears. nobody would notice. But what I want to know is, there was probably a pretty interesting conversation along the way. It went something like this. What are you doing here? There's only five of you here. What are you doing here? You're a wallaby. You're not even in from this country. Nothing?
One man shows are hard, Jeremy. Yeah, it's not your fault, buddy. Hey, Jeremy, are you going? Am I going to see you at Jazz Fest next week or no?
Possibly.
All right. Well, I can't wait after that endorsement.
See you on Jazz Street. A couple of jazz dicks.
Tommy, when are you going down?
I ain't.
You lie. You're going down to watch some guy blow a bassoon for 45 minutes. Sounds like your honeymoon. But when are you going down?
It's too loud. It's too loud. You know what he said? I can't go down because my hearing aids can't handle all the saxophone.
I can't do it anymore. I can't do live music anymore.
Oh, are you serious?
No, I have hearing aids, man. My hearing is shot. I can't do live music. It kills me.
So you're turning your hearing aids down, and then your wife's talking to you like, what? I can't hear you. Let me turn my hearing aids up. What a struggle. Why did she pick you? Did she lose a bet or something? What is happening here,
it's
man?
It's called community service.
No, it's because the bears keep telling her we're coming into your yard unless you take care of this hairless cub that we left behind.
All right, Dick. See ya.
Enjoy call, your buddy. Music.
There goes a one-man show, Jeremy. Yes. The bear wallaby.
I think it would go something like.
We are so lame. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Okay, so they talk to the bear expert. Mm-hmm. They also say the sightings of black bears in the spring are more common than you'd think because they do wake up from hibernation and they are starving.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And we've all been there.
Looking for food.
Which is strange because, Kimmy,
yeah.
like we said, 5 years... Five bears in all of New York State for years and years and years and years. It also says that bears are drawn to seeds.
To what?
Seeds.
So if you feed birds.
Seeds? Yeah,
I know they get a hold of like the bird feeders sometimes. Okay.
And they say they can smell those seeds from miles away.
Wow.
And Pittsburgh is seed town,
bro. Oh, it's seed country.
All you smug-ass landscaping douches are trying to bring some interesting birds into my yard. And now you got bears. You're attracting bears.
You better talk to your mom.
Why is that?
Full of seed. She's a major feeder.
Stop. Why are you eating it? What?
Why did that one bother me so much?
Because
she's full of seed.
Shut up. Stop saying it. We all got it, man. 252-WCMF. 252-9263. Kimmy.
Yeah.
With all the information out of the way.
Yeah.
You're not kidding.
Yeah.
It does feel... Like the last few years in the greater Rochester area, we've had more bear sightings than we are accustomed to.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So
Do you think there are more bears wandering or getting into these areas, or do you think people are just catching it more on like their home cameras?
Oh, good question.
Because I got to also think in a place like Pittsburgh, maybe more home surveillance cameras than in other places.
So okay, but
so maybe these bears are wandering through other backyards. We just don't have like the video to prove it.
But in this story, it wasn't video; it was an eyewitness account that they got from this couple. And here's the thing. Like, when we say more bear sightings, we're not talking in the straight-up burbs, right, like this.
Yeah.
But we've been getting calls and messages from folks on the outskirts of Monroe County and surrounding counties say they are catching more and more bears on their trail cams. Do we have an influx of bear?
I think they're just bears that have nowhere to go.
Okay.
Look at the whole Adirondacks to go to. Use that.
Well, I know, but a lot of places are being developed, and their habitats are kind of shrinking, so they're just finding a new place to live.
Okay. If there are more bear
cruising around,
right? Okay.
In the hood, where are they barren?
It's funny you bring that up because, like, it does feel like if they're barren in Pittsburgh,
How are they not in other places in Monroe County?
Because there are places where it would be more dangerous for a bear to appear for the residents than other places, right? Like people in Pittsburgh, for example, not used to bear.
No.
Didn't grow up around bear. And there are so many videos of people on social media interacting with bears now, wild bears, where it goes fine. Like, my fear would be those people are bold enough in Pittsburgh to approach the bear.
Offer it, like, a wine pairing to go with that trash.
And something terrible would happen. Here's the thing. I don't mean to pick on Pittsburgh as fun as it is.
No.
I mean any suburb that doesn't have country in it. Like, if you think Gates, Webster, Brighton, Pittsburgh, Fairport.
Soft country.
Yes, those kinds of places. Like, those would be the towns I would worry. If a bear showed up, you'd be more likely to have people like, oh, I'm going to go, oh, my God, yeah!
Here's a bag of marshmallows in my hand.
I think the last time we talked about this, somebody called and said that they spotted a bear in Irondequoit, and that one kind of blew my mind.
There's bear in Equate? There's way.
We're not.
We got bear in Equate.
We're not doing the Coit. It's not a thing that is happening. All right, let's talk about that.
What's that, the Coit?
252 WCMF. All right, so if we talk about towns that can't handle bear. Gates, Webster, Brighton, Pittsford, Fairport. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. There are towns that are a little more country, places like Hilton, Victor.
Well, you need hard people.
Yeah, Churchville, Honeyway Falls. Like, if I heard a bear showed up there, I wouldn't worry about those residents.
Yeah.
There are the in-between towns.
Oh, the mid-soft?
Kimmy, you bring up Irondequoit.
Semi-hard?
Yeah.
You bring up Irondequoit.
Yeah.
A lot of neighborhoods and cul-de-sacs in Irondequoit. They've also got Durand Eastman Park.
Sure.
Are there bears in Durand Eastman Park?
There's deer.
That's where I thought the one bear was spotted.
Okay. So can people in Irondequoit, do they know bear? They're not country.
But they're quaint.
But they got space where bear could be.
They're quaters.
There's some nature out that way. So
yeah, it's got some nature.
Maybe they're at least like familiar with, you know, the whole don't mess with it policy.
You got the water. Yeah. You got a water there for them to drink. Nice big lake.
You got the water for them to drink.
Right.
So, Kimmy, you're comfortable with a bear sighting in Irondequoit, thinking no one would do anything.
You got the soapbox derby going by.
I hit a bear. Do people in Greece know bear?
Greece might be a wild card.
Well, let's walk through this. It's one of the largest suburbs in America. There is more country than you think.
Yeah, well, way out there.
Not as out as you think,
man. You don't have to go that far.
Yeah, like, I mean, there's places off of, God, Long Pond, where there's wide stretches of just woods. Right. Remember that cow got lost in Greece for a while, ended up at Spencerport?
Was that the one they tried to save?
Oh, I thought this was a Spencerport cow.
Did it end up in Greece?
Maybe.
I mean, it was missing.
I didn't find it.
It was missing in Greece for a long time, right? Greece got bear? Greece handled bear?
No.
Are you sure Greece ain't got bear?
You would know.
How would you know? I mean, bears aren't seen all that often, even when they're in the areas that they live. They're pretty good at staying away from people.
I could see somebody in Greece getting into an argument with a bear.
What would that sound like?
Let me tell you something. Get off of my property. Don't you even look at my daughter.
Uh-huh.
Get the hell out of here. I'm not putting up with it.
And what would it sound like? What would the bear say back?
Oh, my God. I'm so lost right now. I can't find my way.
Like we told Jeremy, one-man show.
I think it goes something like
that. The other bear problem we have right now,
what's that?
You know, as we talk about this bear sighting from a family in Pittsburgh either yesterday or 2 days ago, it used to be, if you lived on the edge of civilization, that's where you grew up.
Yeah, but your ass is out there.
Like I'm saying, if you lived in the country, you were familiar with the country because you lived there.
Yeah.
As Kimmy brought up, now we are developing homes because of the housing shortage.
Further and further out.
Exactly, right? Now there are people moving out to these places because that's where the homes were available, right? So if you have people that weren't born in these areas, that aren't used to what could happen in these areas, and all of a sudden bears show up.
The country just showed up, son.
But you showed up in the country.
Right.
The country didn't show up to you.
But the country's at your ass's door. Coming for you.
Do those people know bear?
No, of course not. How could they?
Should towns like Henrietta and Penfield, the ones that are sprawling
now.
Should those places like make new homeowners go through wildlife training?
No.
No, I'm serious when I say this.
Come on. I think like there are a few key things that you know, would help. Like, don't feed the wild animals. Like, I know a lot of people think that that's
sense.
A solution. Okay, yes, so they're not hungry.
Nobody's going to go to, like, wildlife protection.
I would
program.
Go to that. I would go. I'll tell you why.
It would take a disaster or a tragedy to even motivate people.
All right, so you know I live in West Henrietta.
Yeah.
It's on the border of Scottsville and Rush. Yeah. And there's a ton of trails out where I am. And I used to
Trail country.
I used to run some of these trails.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So there's one right along the Genesee River. And it goes through a really thick wooded area. And it's beautiful. It's really calm and peaceful. But I would keep hearing things shaking in the woods. And I was convinced that there was a bear. I'm dead ass serious.
It's just goddamn wildlife. It's going to be a goddamn bird.
Okay, well, what if a bear shows up? I don't know what to do. So
keep running, I would suggest.
The bear is faster than me.
You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, so what if the bear chases me? I'm dead, and no one would know I'm out there. Bear drags me off into the woods, sodomizes me.
Wait, it's going to BF you?
Yeah, it might sound a little something like this. No, so like I stopped running these trails even though it was like beautiful and nice because I don't know what to do.
All right.
So if the town of Henrietta was like, we're going to give you folks that lived in the city and suburbs wildlife course, I would have went and took
my wildlife course.
I've been
course.
Sodomized by a bear. Give me a break on my English.
Here's what to do if a bear comes at you with a boner.
Bro, what? You see a bear boner?
Yeah.
It's already too late.
And they snap.
Here and go through like 7 engine blocks. All 5 bear boners. Don't mess with the bears.
Yep. Right. You know, be aware of your surroundings.
Yeah, no, that's beware.
Yeah, gotcha.
I get it.
Okay. You stinker.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday you'll hear us and see us chatting with big name celebrities.
And every Monday you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
If they weren't bothered before, they'd have to be bothered.
What's the matter?
Because like, here's the thing. This is a great story and it's fun and it even ended up cuter than we could have ever imagined.
Great.
But like, if I am a member of the Rochester Red Wings, I am frustrated.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. So we told you last week that everyone's favorite member of the Red Wings, Bruce the Bat Dog, got his first major league call-up.
Adorable.
Yep, he was going to go up and retrieve bats for the Washington Nationals, but there was a catch.
What's that?
Major League Baseball rules clearly state that dogs are not allowed to retrieve bats.
Okay.
So he couldn't do the actual job that he does when he is up or down here in Rochester. So they had a ceremonial bat retrieval.
Okay, before didn't the game. Count.
Yeah,
okay.
A little pregame thing.
Did you see what happened?
No, what did he do?
On Saturday, when he was out retrieving the bat, he got the zoomies real bad.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's so adorable, though.
Well, he was on the big stage.
Yes, yeah. He was running around in Washington.
It's
going
to be so cute to watch.
So, which, by the way, kind of pissed me off.
Why?
Because as much as I love Bruce the Bat Dog,
mm-hmm.
kind of proved Major League Baseball's point.
Because
I was pro
yeah,
MLB
well,
Bat Dog.
He used to it. He had to get the jitters out.
But he doesn't
first.
Get it here.
I've never seen him.
He's probably
out.
Used to it here, right? This is his normal stadium, his normal spot.
Right.
He also had an overnight drive from Rochester to D.C. That might affect him.
Yeah.
But it was adorable. He retrieves the bat. He comes back. And this got like international news.
Sure.
Bruce the Bat Dog became an international celebrity for like 24 hours. So much so.
What happened?
Well, okay, before we get to this. We had said last week when we told you this story that if you are a member of the Rochester Red Wings, I mean, these guys work their entire lives.
Dedicate everything.
That they sacrifice from the age of 10 on with the sole goal of making the major leagues.
Mm-hmm.
Some guys never make it, and it is an unbelievable accomplishment to play any kind of major league sports.
Mm-hmm.
But you're waiting and you're waiting and you're waiting for that call, and sometimes it never comes. If you're a member of the Red Wings and you find out the Bat Dog gets to go to the majors and you don't, you're frustrated, right? Okay. Major League Baseball does this very unique memorabilia collectible thing.
What do?
They have these things called Welcome to the Show bobbleheads, the show being Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
And for big prospects that finally make their Major League Baseball debut, they put out limited edition bobbleheads that you can buy. And they become collectibles instantly. They limit them to like 50.
All right.
Yesterday, Major League Baseball, thank you, Matt, for pointing this out, put out the Bruce the Bat Dog Washington Nationals Welcome to the Show bobblehead.
Now,
here's the thing. We don't know what it looks like yet.
Okay.
They haven't designed it. But you can pre-order it limited to 125.
Wait, that's it?
Yep, for $55.
You got to get one.
I'm thinking about it, but I don't want to spend $55
on
it.
The amount of money you piss away on this crap.
It's a dog bobblehead.
Yeah, but it's going to be worth it. It's unique.
Didn't we find out, though, he is the first dog to do that?
We couldn't find any other one.
Yeah, we couldn't. If there was a dog that existed that did it, we could not find him.
Okay. And they're only making 50 of them.
Okay, they're $55.
A hometown good boy.
He is a Rochester good boy. No, they're making $125. They're $55.
That's still a lot.
Limit two per person, by the way.
Bro, you make some money.
I'm not going to read
20 years from now?
No, we just had the discussion about the...
No, you could be sitting on 500.
Flutie Flakes, I don't think anyone's going to want to rebuy the Bruce the Bat Dog bobblehead that I spent $55 on. Like, if this was a $20 bobblehead, wouldn't even think about it.
Yeah.
$55, that might be a bridge too far. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Not only did the dog get to go to the majors over all of the breathing people, he's getting something that only the top Major League Baseball prospects get.
He's got a PR team behind him.
He really, I mean, it seems like it.
He's got his own merch.
He's an international story.
But he already had his own merch. You can buy Bruce the Bat Dog merchandise. Yeah.
He's going to do more TV.
You think so?
Of course.
I don't know. It didn't go well, that first one. Like, I equate it to, like, you know, a pitcher getting called up and, like, you know, giving up 6 earned runs in the first inning and getting yanked.
Yeah, but usually, like, when you have an adorable screw-up, it actually helps your cause. It, you know what I mean? You get more...
It's more memorable.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe.
I could see him being on, like, Good Morning America and all that stuff, and they bring the stupid pets out.
You love this stuff.
I know.
I do.
So why'd you say stupid pets?
I meant stupid as in cute. Like a dumb animal.
You started getting angry for no reason. And he's not a dumb animal. He retrieves a pet.
Well, they're still dumb animals.
Wow. How dare you? He's got a bobblehead. You've been in this business 30 years. You never got a bobblehead.
That's so true.
John DeTullio's got a bobblehead. Newman's got a bobblehead. Weeze has got like 1,000 bobbleheads.
He does.
You're a human bobblehead.
He's got two. He has pre and post cancer. He does.
I know he does. Yeah. This was a weird way to put that.
It was a weird thing to do with the bobbleheads.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. If you're interested, you can go to foco.com. FOCO.
Right, spell that right.
FOCO.com and order your Bruce the Bat Washington Nationals Welcome to the Show bobblehead. By the way, if you're looking to support the Red Wings, I don't think the Red Wings get any money from this.
Oh. Who's maybe the owner of the dog?
I think Major League Baseball. Yeah. Oh. Although they probably had to license
it's his
him.
Dog.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's his image.
I wonder if they had to pay the owner of the dog.
Yeah, of course they'd have to.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let's say somebody wants to make your dog Lily a Lily bobblehead.
Yeah.
And they're going to offer you $5,000 for her name and likeness rights.
Sold.
How much does the dog get?
Zilch.
No, I mean, you wouldn't. What are you doing nice for the dog?
Bro, that dog leads a better life than I do.
Okay. You wouldn't feel like you would have to get like a gift for the dog?
My wife would.
How much is that gift worth? $5,000.
That dog ain't getting no $5,000.
No, I know the dog's not going to get the entire $5,000. You're the one doing the work.
Designer collar.
But the dog doesn't understand it has a designer
collar.
They're
not saying anything. Other than that, I'd give her a treat.
No, I'm saying like, you know, steaks for a week.
They ain't getting no goddamn steak. I don't get steak all week.
You wouldn't. You wouldn't eat it anyway, you bitch-ass bitch.
So you've got high-end food.
Well, I mean, Kimmy, let me ask
Farmer's
you.
Farmer's dog.
Oh, no. Well, okay, so for how long? Forever?
Yeah.
I love
how
they're like, it's people dog food. Yeah, because it's just like food. Kimmy.
Yeah.
Arnie, your dog.
Yep.
Whatever reason they want to make an Arnie bobblehead.
Okay.
They give you $5,000 for his likeness.
Yeah.
How much of that is going towards a gift for the dog?
She ain't doing squat.
I mean.
She's going right down to the cannabis.
She's going to get like the top tier treats, you know? I don't really know what else he needs.
Okay. You guys are both pieces of crap.
I mean, what else? But what else is there to get?
Luxury doghouse.
That's called the house.
I know.
What?
They got the whole goddamn house and my bed with stairs up to the bed.
Yeah, he already sleeps in the bed, so he doesn't need a fancy dog bed.
Has the most ultimate life I could think of.
Okay. You haven't seen these people that build like pet hotels of their own homes for their dogs?
Like, I would do that and my dog would not be interested.
Okay. All right.
It's like, I like inside better.
You're a bunch of selfish pricks is what you are.
I'd like to think so.
Okay. You know, so Bruce the Bat Dog, owned by a gentleman here in Rochester. I wonder what they do to make it worth, because like that trip to D.C., they drove it.
Right.
So for those who don't know, Bruce the Bat Dog fetched bats in Rochester Friday night. They left in, the fifth inning? And then they were 1 o'clock first pitch for the Nationals on Saturday.
Yeah.
That's an overnight drive to D.C. That's a long haul. Do you do it just so your dog gets the attention one time? Like if they want to have him back, like what do you have to do for me to get me in D.C. with the dog?
Well, I'm figured he's paid. It's got to be a paid appearance.
I don't know.
Or at least his trip, his travel costs covered.
Well, let's say, I mean, because you brought it up yourself, right? Like, It's a big deal for the dog. It's a big deal for you.
Yeah.
Let's say tomorrow the Washington Nationals call you.
Yeah.
And they say, we want Lily on the field for some pregame.
Yeah.
Man who looks uglier than his dog. Pretty amazing. They're not going to pay you. Would you go?
I think I would do it just for the experience.
Okay, yeah, that's what Kimmy.
But I'm a chump.
Okay, would you do that, Kimmy?
Yeah, I think it'd be pretty cool.
Would you do it more than once?
If I enjoyed it the first time, yeah.
I mean, because that would be a couple hundred dollars between gas, hotel. Yeah.
I'd say I would do it.
D.C., all those clowns in D.C., what a bunch of clowns.
It sounds like I'd rather do it at a cooler stadium.
It's a great stadium.
No, I mean, like more like Yankee or the Dodgers or like the Cubs.
So you picked like the most like historic franchises?
Yeah.
But even the Yankee Stadium's new. It's not like...
National Stadium is older than...
All right, I'll tell you this. The Los Angeles Dodgers call me up.
You got to drive cross country.
I get to go on the field. I get a whole tour.
Yeah.
I hang out in L.A. for 3 days, take the dog out on the center field, and I get the whole experience. I would do that.
But you get no money.
I would do that trip.
Bro, so you picked the furthest one away.
Yeah, no, but I'm dying to see Dodger Stadium.
Are you sure there isn't a stadium in Hawaii they're interested in having you at?
Wait, the Dodgers play in Hawaii, too? Bro, no, I would do Dodger Stadium or the Cubs.
Dodger Stadium sucks. It's a dump. I mean, Wrigley is at least historic.
No, but you've never seen like the inner work.
I have. I've been to Dodger Stadium.
Oh, excuse me.
Hey, raise your hand if you've been to Dodger Stadium in the break room. Oh, look who's a bitch. You is a bitch. Oh, I've never been to Chavez Ravine. I'm a bitch-ass bitch.
All right, I want to go to that one. I want to go to Dodger Stadium. And then I do that in the Cubs.
Okay. You know, we were talking about bobbleheads.
Yeah.
About how everyone has bobbleheads. You know, Bruce the Bat Dog has a bobblehead now. You can buy it for $55. Wheeze has two. Newman's got one. DiTullio has one.
Yeah.
It turns out, according to Scott, on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, even Tommy's mom has a bobblehead. Or is it a gobblehead? I'm assuming he made that noise and didn't know how to spell it. So I was going to go ahead for Scott and put the noise in there afterwards. Okay, now you got me thinking I should buy the Bruce the bobblehead.
I can't
believe you. Yeah, you haven't.
Where am I? What am I gonna? How do I explain?
Where? What? You got a shelf full of crap at your house?
Yeah, we used to have decorations in this room.
Throw it down a basement. It'll find a place.
Shut up! No, if
there's a nice little hole in the wall behind you, you can display.
Oh yeah,
perfect.
Like I already have to. Right, so the other day, you know, Tre'Davious White is back with the Bills.
Yeah,
and luckily, they have what is called a Tre'Davious White giant bobblehead.
Oh, they did.
So it's like a big ass bobblehead.
Only you would know that.
But it was on sale for $20 because, like, the people, I guess, didn't realize he was back. So I looked at Baby Sweat. I bought it.
And so you scored it.
Yeah. But it came when my wife was home.
Oh.
And she got very mad.
Really?
She was like, where are we going to put this?
Yes, exactly. And I knew exactly where it was going when I bought it. So, and that was for Tre'Davious White. And she knows how much I love Tre'Davious White. So I get the feeling if she was home when the bat dog bobblehead showed up, it's going to be a serious issue.
Your house has got to be
awesome. Cool. Badass.
To the rafters full of stuff. Between what your girls buy and what you buy. I don't. Every time you tell me these stories, I'm trying to figure out where you're putting this stuff in your house.
Uh-huh. Hey, Kimmy.
Yeah?
I know this guy who bought 7 different tracksuits.
Yep.
After he got off his kick.
He's got those things on display, though. He's got tracksuit room.
And that was after he got off his foreign sock tour.
Yep.
What are you waiting for now, my friend?
Oh, I bought some shorts and some shirts.
Oh, I wasn't talking about the shorts and the shirts.
What?
My
beef.
So what? You want to share with everybody what you purchased online?
I ordered a bag of freeze-dried ribeye steak jerky.
And he's been tracking it like we care.
Because I was going to share it with you guys when I get it.
You're like, right now it's in.
It's still sitting in Pennsylvania, for Christ's sake.
Okay. What'd that cost you?
A lot.
What's
and I don't know how much I'm getting.
Well, what was the lot?
Well, it's a frozen. So they take a 1-pound ribeye, and then they shrink it down into jerky.
Okay. And it cost. So 1-pound ribeye in jerky form cost you.
Do you want with shipping?
Yes.
$39.
You spent $39 on a freeze dried snack.
I want to try it. It's
you
not going to be a regular thing. If I went out to dinner and ate a ribeye steak, it cost me $60.
Yeah.
This is at my door, same thing.
No, it's not the same thing.
Yeah, and you paid for it just to try it.
Yeah.
And what we said before, too, is what if you like it and now you know it exists?
I ain't got that kind of money.
You ain't got the self control to not buy it again. You ain't got tracksuit money. You ain't got sock money. You keep buying that stupid stuff. How dare you look me in the face and talk about the crap that shows up at my house?
My stuff is puny. And you've been doing this for years. You've been buying garbage since I met you.
My garbage is cheap. I'm not spending $55 on a bouncing dog head. Unless your mom's in town.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.